Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I bet the neighbors know my name.
It's Taj Longino. Taj Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Taj. It's all hosted by Taj Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that? Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that? Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that? Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey, who that nigga that you've been waiting for?
Longino.
Blog Talk Radio.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm home.
Over a million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Taj. Celebrity talk. Community talk. Political talk. The platform of your topics. Talking with Taj. We'll be back with more of Talk with Taj right after this.
Welcome to the Talk with Taj show right here on Blog Talk Radio. For this interview and more interviews, log on at the official website at talkwithtaj.com. Coming up next, we got a special guest on the show today, all right? But before we get into the interview, we want to play some of the songs. We're going to play some of the records, all right? Because we have a new album coming out, and we want to play one of those hit records right now. Okay, so y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with our special guest right here on the Talk with Taj show live on Blog Talk Radio.
Don't play with that. But I want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio with Todd. Talk with Todd, the voice of the Midwest.
Every day, that's my word.
Welcome back to the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, my special guest on the show today is Memphis' own JT. Bay Bro Johnson, how's it going, bro?
Yo, it's JT, Bay Bro Johnson.
Now, let's talk about the new movement you got coming on. You're bringing that new sound back to Memphis. What is Memphis getting ready to get from JT Johnson?
The new sound they about to get is going to be the R&B and hip hop alike. I'm going to try to blend them two sounds alike, and they're going to get all the sexy sounds, the love sounds, and all that, you know.
With the new song leading the way called I'm Doing Me.
A song called I'm Doing Me, basically, I'm just going to have a lot of background singers and basically, I'm just doing me. I'm just coming out doing me because I've been behind the scene for 20 years, and I'm basically coming out and showing my new light music, just basically doing R&B and hip-hop together, blending in. That's what I'm doing.
Now, I actually got a chance to check out the I'm Doing Me. He did a live performance that I saw on YouTube. And he did the live performance of I'm Doing Me. And the beat is amazing. And I listened to the beat, and then the hook that you had is real just straight to the point. And I enjoyed that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that song right there, I'm Doing Me, is definitely one I want to put in the trunk. You know, that's definitely a song for something. That's something to ride to.
All right. So I'm Doing Me. Basically, you're going to see a lot of sets of females around me and a lot of, you know, background girls. So that's what you're going to see around me.
How did you get started in music?
Basically, how I got started, Herman Banks, one of the great writers from Stax, he discovered me at McDonald's, and I used to be the manager at McDonald's. And one day he'd come in every morning at McDonald's just buy, you know, drink coffee. And one of my employees coming in and say, "Hey, this guy here he's a musician in the lobby, and you need to talk to him." And I just find my little unbusy time and went out there and introduced myself to Homer Banks and let him know that I'm in music too. And from there, my career got started. And then from a week later, I started giving my CDs and so he can listen to. And he gave me a payment plan and said, "Hey, before I get started, you got to pay me." And he gave me a payment plan like $10,000. I said, "Wow!" But he gave me a payment plan. But it took 8 years to pay him. But he just, in the 8 year range, he taught me how to sing it right, and that's how everything got this way.
Now, is that typical of the
kind of like in the music industry where somebody would do that just to kind of teach you the ropes.
Yes, I believe so. And I'm glad he started me that way. And I realized from that day, everything, you know, that everything I'm doing right now, I try to get service. And anything that I need to do to get myself going in music, that's what I do. I just pay for service and what I need to do to make this thing happen.
Yeah, you have a brain to me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Also, I got Homer Banks son here, too, and he's my strong supporter, too, and he helped me in my tracks. And also, I got Fida Duncan here, and she's one of the Duncan sisters, and right now she's basically my vocal teacher to help support me also, and she do a lot for me also.
Now, yes, Mr. Banks, which I know is, yes, son of Homer Banks, what is his role per se and in the new project?
Gary Banks, his role basically, he do most of the tracks, all right? He keep my track, create tracks for me. That's what he do. And basically, I just write. I'm the one write the music.
All right.
The lyrics, you want to call it?
Well, I definitely want to hear some more I'm doing me, because I was sitting there listening to it, vibing to it the whole time. I love a great beat. Great beat that I can put in my car, because I'm in my car a lot. So if I can get in my car and just put a song on and ride to it, then that's solid for me. So I'm waiting for that to come on out. So like, when is the project, when are you projecting for that to hit the stores?
I'm going to say it soon, but we ain't got a release date yet, but it's coming soon right now. We're still doing the press release campaign right now, radio interviews. And from there, hopefully, we set a date soon.
I think all three of you guys coming from on the show, taking time out to come on the Talk With Todd show. Really do appreciate it. We always get great artists on this show, and none of them have let me down yet. So, I do really appreciate the time that you spent coming on to the show. Outside of the new project, what other projects are you working on at the moment?
Okay, the other project I'm working on one of my artists. Her name is Erica Orange, and the project I'm working for her is I've done one thing already, the song called My Love Sound Like Music. And and also my other artists, I'm going to do them a CD also. I'm going to try. I got about 5 artists on my album, and I'm going to try to do every one of them CDs, and that's the one I'm working on right now.
That's what's up. Now, how did you get started with your record label, and when did it start?
Okay, I think my record label got started 4 years ago, and Robert Jackson, he was one of Isaac Hayes' engineers, and he supported me most of my. He helped me set up my record label and gave me the lawyers and who I need to pay to help set it up for me. And from there, I just do it.
Now, which you've been in the music industry for over 20 years, what have you seen that has changed as far as R&B is concerned? Because we've gone through a lot of trends and a lot of different eras in R&B. Where do you see it at today, and what is JT going to bring to kind of blend with this new style that everybody's doing in R&B now?
What I'm doing that right now is basically I'm thinking hip-hop changed to R&B, I believe. And basically I'm just trying to bring R&B back into hip-hop. I'm doing blending together and trying to keep that set to sound alive.
Right now, with having that blend, was there any, hip hop artists you're gonna be working with, any national acts, or is it just gonna be the sound that's blended from like a hip hop sound to R&B sound?
I'm basically gonna be a hip hop sound to R&B sound. That's basically gonna be. Just keep it real simple, and I write a strong hook. And it's all my hook tells a story. and just keep it simple so you can, it's basically all about sing along.
All right. Well, definitely, like I said, once again, this is JT Johnson right here live on the Talk With Todd Show on Blog Talk Radio. Log on to the official website at www.talkwithtaj.com, or you can also visit his MySpace page at myspace.com/BayBroMusic. All right, that's BABRO Music, all right, to check out what he has going on MySpace and a new single in the movement coming out. Now, you also said that you have a coach vocally, all right, Phyllis Duncan, and how close are y'all to really working together on every, you know, song that, how strong is her participation in what you're doing as far as every song that's going to be delivered on this new album?
Basically, I'm going to let Phyllis discuss that for you because she's my coach. She can speak for me, okay?
All right. All
right. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Now, with the new project coming up, I love the new song, I'm Doing Me. How close is and what part is your role as far as how close you're going to be working together on every song to basically make sure that or ensure that it comes out the way that it's supposed to? Basically, what is the job of a coach? I know, but let's just tell the listeners, you know, the role of a vocal coach.
Okay, the role of a vocal coach is to make sure that, first of all, there's feel in whatever he's doing, and also words, how am I going to say that? You know, there's so many different ways you can say words, and I want to make sure that he's saying that word or a particular word that will fit into the track the way it needs to.
Now, I know that in this, like I was explaining to him, in this new age of R&B where, you know, I hate to say this, but you can tell there's not a lot of vocal coaching going on. Okay.
Yes,
are you taking the essence back to the old days of where we, you know, we develop certain parts of an artist and, you know, do that artist development and we help out with the vocal to make sure that, you know, the customer is getting everything they can and the artist is, you know, getting to that level of artistry that they can get to?
Well, not really, because if I did that, it wouldn't fit into today's trend, really, because today's trend is not like it used to be, you know, a long time ago, where you had to sing and the melodies and stuff like that, and they're not doing a lot of that now. They're more or less talking, singing, talking, actually. And like JT said, with the strong hooks, projecting on, the strong hooks, is the repetition. Nowadays, the music is very repetitious. The tracks are very repetitious. The vocals are repetitious because the hooks are repeated so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that. A long time ago, they used to tell a story. They're still telling a story, but they did it a little different than they're doing it nowadays.
Well, you know, I'm a fan of old and new R&B. My, you know, I'm a R. Kelly, Ron Isley type of, you know, I mean, that's the era I grew up in. And, you know, I like some of this new school stuff. But what I do know about singers is that a real singer, right, they don't really do a lot of dancing around too much. They like to grab that microphone and let you hear that voice, Patti LaBelle. You know, they don't. No, that's the difference between what I see in the old and the new school. Now, excuse me?
They're not as visual as it used to be. The old school, you know, used to work the stage. But nowadays, like you said, they just grab the microphone and go for it. There's not a lot of visual going on as far as
exactly
things go.
And that's what I think is missing today now. With your huge background in music, or is he the only one you're working with on the vocal side, or is it there more R&B acts that you're working on with to bring back that artist development?
No, I've worked with a group called the Chisholm Brothers, They have a line of grocery stores here. I worked with them for like a year and a half, and they're three brothers, but they're basically pop gospel group.
Pop gospel.
But I worked with them, and they're singing, pop gospel.
I have never heard it. What is pop gospel? That's a new one on me.
Okay, pop gospel is kind of like middle of the road, like the crossovers that they're doing now.
Oh,
I call
okay.
that pop. In other words, it's
okay.
on both sides.
Okay. So, what's what is their name? They did that earlier this year. It was a gospel group, and they did that earlier this year. They had a song. No, it was last year, and their song was on our hip-hop station and the R&B station, and they also played it in the club. Mary Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Is that example
they
of...
kind of like where it was a, what you call pop gospel, where it crossed over from pop, hip-hop, R&B, all three categories, actually. So, therefore, they got a lot of radio play because of the feel that they had on their song. Hold My Feet Till I Can Dance, what's the name of that song? Was that the one you were talking about?
Yeah.
So I Can Dance?
No, it was another one. Oh, man, I forgot the name of this track, but I understand what you're saying. I understand what you said because it did have that hip hop bounce and that new, you know, it wasn't an actual gospel. The lyrics were gospel, but the actual tone of it was different.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The Chisholm Brothers, that's what they had. They had the words and things that they were saying are basically gospel, but the feel as far as the tracks went was more or less pop. In other words, crossover. But not a lot
right.
of hip hop, but that's called it pop. Gospel. And a lot of
okay.
groups are doing that now.
Okay. So, you know, with working with JT, and like I said, the song I'm Doing Me, I love that hook. You know what I mean? That hook and that beat.
Yeah.
And so what can the people of Memphis expect from this new project and going forward and all the new projects coming from our Bay Bro?
Well, I think that It's a new trend sort of thing, whereas, you know, you're not trying to be anybody. For instance, like you're not trying to be a Michael Jackson. You're not trying to be a Ron Isley. You're just doing you, what you feel right now. And all of the years that you've been into the music business, you've been developing your trends, but now it's time for him to do himself. I'm doing me. I'm not doing anybody else. I'm doing me.
And I think, honestly, when I saw the live performance on YouTube and I listened to the song, you can tell that that's exactly what he's doing.
Yes.
Having a good time.
Him.
Yep, doing him.
Yes.
JT.
Because, you know, now you have to kind of fit in some kind of category in order for somebody to get behind you. But with JT, it's just, hey, here I am. I'm doing me.
Doing me. The official website, www.jtbaybro.com. All right, check out the music and everything that's on the site, or you can visit the MySpace page as well. All right, JT Bay Bro Johnson, live right here on the Talk of Todd Show with Phyllis Duncan and Gary Banks as they get ready to release the new project, I'm Doing Me, bringing the sound back to Memphis. And all you got to do is YouTube, I'm Doing Me, and there's a live performance of him showing you that he's doing him and having fun doing it, bringing the smooth flavor back to the R&B game. All right, ladies and gentlemen, JT Bay Bro, right here live on the Talk of Todd Show on Blog Talk Radio. Phyllis, before I get back to JT, is there anything that you would like the listeners to know that we have not touched on about JT and this new project?
Well, it's amazing how music has its trends. You know, it goes through certain phases, but the real deal is it's music. And without, I would hate to think that we had a world that did not have music in it, because music itself, it heals a lot of souls. And I would hate to think that we had a world that without music. I just couldn't imagine. It soothes the savage beast, music.
Yes, it does. Actually, I used to work a job where we weren't allowed to wear headphones, or, you know, headsets, you know, and I'm like, do you know how much, how, you know, you have lesser problems on the job if you just let people listen to their music and do their job and be left alone?
That's right. Because you can be in a bad mood. Music can change that totally. It can make everything with each other, you know.
Well, I want to thank you, Phyllis, for coming on Talk with Todd show and sharing on what you're doing for this project and giving your thoughts and your views on vocalship with this R&B game. And hopefully you can start helping some of these new guys out and get them back on the right track and get to singing for real.
Well, they got to live it. You know, JT's been in it for a while, so he has a lot of experience for that he can pull from. But I think one thing that's missing nowadays with the young people is they haven't been through anything. They've been
exactly.
home with mom and dad, got out of school, and maybe had a few relationships that didn't work or whatever. But you've got to live in order to be able to share, you know, with life. You've got to live it.
You've got to have a testimony.
That is right. Something to pull from.
And I think also that's part of the reason why a lot of these new artists don't last as long as your JTs and your Patti LaBelles and, you know, your R. Kelly's and the people who have been around for ages, because their storyline runs out after an album or two.
That's right. They have nothing to pull from. They're not seasoned. You cannot pay for experience. You've got to experience it. It's just that simple. And, you know, you might get an idea about a song about something that happened with a friend of yours or happened to a friend of yours, but that's experience. And these people nowadays, they're not experiencing a lot. They're just out there. They're grabbing onto a trend, and they're taking it as far as they can take it, and then they fizz out.
My father used to always say, and he still says this to this day, experience is the best teacher.
Absolutely.
There
Absolutely.
Well, I would like to thank you, Phyllis, for taking the time off coming on the Talk with Todd show. We're going to talk with JT, and, you know, congratulations, and I can't wait to hear the full project when it's ready to come out. And actually, come back on the show, you, JT, Gary, come back on the show when the project's complete, and let's check out some tracks, and let's let the world hear it.
All right. Yeah, hey, also I got an official website. It's jtbabra.com.
www.jtbabra.com. You can also visit me on MySpace as well. I'm doing me, man. I'm going to go back probably after the interview and listen to that song again. I just love that beat. That beat and that hook is killer. So I'm going to have to definitely check that out one more time before I close out my day. But definitely, would you like to give any shout-outs, JT, or to anything you would like the fans to know about JT? Would you like the city in Memphis to know about JT and this new project coming out before we get ready to close out?
Okay, one thing I can let you know that I got a day job. You know, I work at Kia, so I sell cars. The cars I sell is a Kia. I've been working there for 8 years. And I've been top sales for 7 years, and my yearly income, I make $150,000 a year. And the reason I'm a top salesman because, you know, I had to pay for this. I got the music make me pay for this music. Music make me pay for this, okay? And so I could be a top salesman. And music motivates me to make money. And that's why I've been top seller for several years, and And that's how I know that. The only way you got to do, you got the music support me, I just got to make the money.
I want to definitely congratulate you on that and salute you for going out there working hard. A lot of people, they try to take shortcuts and easy ways out. And not understanding that you can't get around hard work. The old saying will always pay off, hard work always pays off. And
right.
Definitely want to salute you for that. Now, you know what? That actually, now that with you being a car salesman, what is the extra benefits of being an R&B, you know, coming back out in the music scene and then being a salesman as well? Do you, like, implement that and maybe letting people know about it as well as talking about the next vehicle they might be able to purchase? Or how does having a full-time job hinder you in the time away from being in the studio? I mean, talk about, like, the ups and downs maybe of also having a full-time job and trying to juggle the music career at the same time.
Basically, what I do is I focus on making my money daytime, like that nine to five job. Just try to make all the money I can in the daytime, and then I live my second life at night, just focus on music. And it's basically just how I juggle the two. Just do music at night and work, pay my bills in the daytime, work my money. That's what I do.
I definitely want to salute you on that, even especially in this rough economy, being able to continuously do that and being successful at it. Definitely want to salute you, bro, for that. And thank both everybody for coming on the show. I'm looking forward to hearing some more music. Like I said, I'm getting ready to listen to I'm Doing Me One More Time before I close out my day. And definitely, when you guys come out, when the full project is done, be more than welcome to come on back to the show and let us play some of these tracks for the listeners live right here on Talk with Taj on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Y'all take care. And like I said, come back on the show. I'm always bring my guests back. Anytime they got something new coming on, I always bring them back. They're more than welcome to come back and plug everything they're doing. Anytime it's new. So when it comes out and it's complete, and Makita, give me a call.
Yeah.
All right. No problem. And to everybody out there, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Talk with Taj show right here on Blog Talk Radio for another special segment. All right. Log on to the official website at talkwithtaj.com. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. All right. Y'all take care out there. And like I always tell everybody, love one another. Take care of one another. Good day. God bless. Y'all take care now. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it going on. You finer than wine, you sweeter than honey, you softer than belly, you right on the mind, you pretty as a picture, you smoother than silk, you cool as a breeze, you smart as a whisper, you finer than wine. Shopping. nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it going on. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it going on.
Yeah, it's your boy, Kane, Chris Kane.
Don't let nobody, ain't got it going on. Beautiful, hella smart. Can't keep going on. I got a whole list of ways that you make me feel. I cross over the 70s for you like I'm a Navy SEAL.
You got it, baby. You got it, baby. You got it, baby. Don't let nobody say you got it, baby. You got it, baby. You got it, baby. Don't let nobody say. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it going. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it going. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it. Don't let nobody say that you ain't got it going. You got it, baby. You got it, baby. You got it, baby. Don't let nobody say you got it, baby. You got it, baby. You got it, baby. Don't let nobody say.
City Platinum Voice Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Taj.
Ah, Blog Talk Radio.